What is happening to my friends? I ask.
It is the magic of the tree. It shows them the secrets within their hearts,
Eugenia answers.
I must go now, Gemma.
No, please, I need to know.
You mustn't come back until you have the dagger. Only then will we be safe.
Don't go, I call. I try to grab hold, but she's as inconsequential as air. She vanishes into the tree. It absorbs her. The tree throbs. The veins pump its blood faster.
Would you see?
The tree calls in a strangled whisper. Around me, my friends have already glimpsed whatever wonders lie inside, and I am weary of standing apart. Yes, I answer, defiant. I would.
Then look inside,
it murmurs. I press my palms against the rough bark of the trunk and am lost. Images dance around me like the fractured pieces in a kaleidoscope. In one sliver of the prism, May sits at a table crowded with an opulent feast. As she finishes each dish, another arrives to take its place. Beneath the table, lean dogs sit, panting and hopeful. They fight each other for scraps, tearing into each other's flesh till they are bloody, but May takes no notice. She will never be hungry again. I see Bessie in a fine gown made completely of gold and jewels, an ermine cape resting upon her shoulders. She walks past the rows of bedraggled, dirty women sewing in the factory where she lost her life, until she reaches the owner, a fat man with a cigar in his mouth. She slaps him hard again and again until he cowers at her feet, no better than an animal. Anne is bathed in the glow of footlights. She bows to her audience, drinking in their thunderous applause. Wendy has a small cottage with a rose garden. She waters the buds and they flower into magnificent blossoms of red and pink. Mercy rides in a fine man's carriage. I see Felicity dancing with Pippa in the castle, the two of them laughing as if at a joke only they are privy to. And then I see Pippa sitting on the throne, eyes blazing. Beside me, Pippa wears a rapturous smile. Yes, she says to no one I can see.
Chosen, chosen. Look closer,
the tree whispers, and my eyelids flutter. Everything I lace tightly to myself is loosed. I open a pair of doors, and I'm back in India. It must not yet be summer, for father and mother sit drinking their tea out of doors. Father reads aloud from Punch, and it makes mother laugh. Tom is a blur of a boy as he runs past with two small wooden knights locked in fierce battle in his hands, that one impossible lock of hair falling across his eyes. Sarita scolds him for nearly upending father's old urn. And I am there. I am there, under a long ribbon of bright blue sky, not a cloud to be seen. Father and mother smile upon seeing me, and I feel a part of them all, not separate and alone. I am loved. Come to me, Gemma, mother calls. Her arms open wide to receive me, and I start to run, for I feel that if I can reach her, all will be well. I need to catch the moment and hold it tightly. But the more I run, the farther away she gets. And then I am in the cold, dark parlour of my grandmother's house. Father in his study, Tom on his way out, grandmother with her calls to pay, none of us seeing the others, all of us alone, a few odd beads strung together by sadness, by habit, by duty. A tear trickles slowly down my cheek. This power's truth is like a poison I cannot spit out. Small, pale creatures crawl from under the rocks and stones. They touch the hem of my gown and stroke my arms.
This is where you belong, where you are needed, special, they say. Love us as we love you.
I turn my head, and there is Kartik, bare-chested, walking toward me. I take his face into my hands, kissing him hard and recklessly. I want to crawl inside his skin. This magic is nothing like the magic we have played with before. It is raw and urgent, with no facade to hide behind. This is what they don't want us to feel, to know. Kiss me, I whisper. He presses me against the tree. His lips are on mine. Our hands are everywhere. I want to lose myself to this magic. No body, no self, no concerns, never to be hurt again. The tree of all souls speaks inside me.
And would you have more?
For a moment, the temple magic fights within me. I see myself standing before the tree while Kartik screams my name, and I feel as if I'm struggling to wake from a laudanum dream. Yes, someone answers, and it isn't me. I struggle to see who has answered so, but the tree's branches hold me fast. It holds me like a mother and coos as softly.
Sleep, sleep, sleep.
I fall through the floors of myself, waiting for someone to catch me, but no one does, so I just keep falling into a dark that never ends. Later, I cannot say when, for time has lost all meaning, I hear a voice telling us it is time to go. I am suddenly aware of the cold, my teeth chatter, there is frost on my friend's eyelashes. Without a word, we turn from the tree and stumble back the way we came. We pass the bodies hanging from the trees like ghoulish chimes, their entreaties whispered on the wind.
Help us,